Hello.
Insanity. This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. This is Nikki calling from Local Stash. How are you
Okay.
doing?
Hi, yeah, I was just calling you, seeing what was up.
Yep. So thank you so much for answering. So yep, I am calling with regards to the progress of your account. So the call for today's interview will be, we will review your account progress and should take around 15 minutes. It's not still a good time.
Yes.
Sounds great. Sounds great. So today we will cover the following items, the progress of your account, what we have completed so far for your campaign, and a walkthrough of your dashboard. And we will also talk about the websites that we're already promoting if you have questions about that. And of course, with your Google Business profile, okay? So I see here, let me ask you first, Dave, have you already checked your dashboard?
Yes.
Sounds good. So you've been logging into your dashboard. That is a good idea. And let's go over your account. So I see that your Google Business profile is already live and verified. And I actually checked your Google Business profile, the couple of keywords that we are working. So you are already ranking on the second page of the Google Business profile with your some of the keywords that you have. Okay? And our team is working still working on the optimization to help you on the first page. But it's going to be very helpful, Dave, if we do have some of your clients before who will leave you reviews on your Google Business profile. Were you able to send them your link or not yet?
Yeah, here, let me take over. So I don't think I'm on Google. I mean, I was on Google for a day or two, and then it said that I was a pool contractor, which I'm not. I tried to edit it, and I couldn't edit it. It wouldn't let me edit it. You guys had me in the wrong field.
Okay, let me go ahead and check that. So I am pulling up your Google account right now real quick again because I just closed that. Okay, so I got it here. I was able to pull it up. It's a swimming pool contractor in La Mesa, California.
Yeah, I'm not a contractor. I've never been a contractor.
Okay.
Contractors build pools. I don't build pools.
Okay.
It's wrong.
So let me go ahead and notify here on our end.
Why can't I change that? Why can't I edit it? Why do I have to use someone else? I know what I am.
I understand. But with regards to this, I will ask our Google team why it appeared to be a swimming pool contractor, though I have added it here that you do provide swimming pool services, correct? And with all those keywords that we have discussed earlier. But I have to verify it with them, Dave, if that Google was the one who tagged you for being a contractor, even if we just provided you with the correct keywords that we just discussed, okay? Because I have here in my end, you don't actually have a swimming pool contractor on your keywords. We do have swimming pool services, weekly pool service cleaning, swimming pool cleaning, and pool maintenance, those keywords, right?
Yes, but how do I get onto my main Google page? How do I get onto my Google page and I make edits?
Okay, so on your Google Business profile, you can go to your regular browser and type in business.google.com/locations.
So I go into my Google.
You go to the regular browser. I can send you the link. Would you like me to send you the link?
Yeah, regular browser. And what do I push in now?
I push in business.google.com/locations.
.com/?
Locations, with S.
Okay, location. Okay, business location page. Got it.
Okay, did you see your business name? Under
yes.
Your...
Okay, got
stop
it.
On see your profile.
So then I go to see your profile, or do I go to the edit? See your profile.
See your profile, yes.
Okay. Okay, and I'll save that page, so I'll get there next time. Now, edit. Okay, so you edit your business information.
Okay.
Okay, and I've done this before, and it didn't let me do it. So do I have control now, or?
Actually,
this is swimming pool contractor. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I choose another category, and there's pool cleaning service. So I change that, save, and it doesn't do anything.
Okay. So with this, I will ask our Google team, because we are working with the keywords that you have provided, Dave, but I will ask them if Google itself is the one who tags you for the pool contractor, for the semi pool contractor, okay?
Yeah, so the keywords are fine, but someone finds me and then they look and they say, oh, he's a contractor, he doesn't clean pools. So they don't do anything. It's useless. Until you change that, it's useless. Everything you've done is useless until you change that.
Okay, so what do you prefer? You want it to be found here with, like, swimming pool services and not contractor?
So there's two categories I have been trying to get. Let me go through them again. Boy, you guys.
Okay.
So pool cleaning service. I'm going to write it down so I don't have to keep doing this. Pool cleaning service.
Okay.
And then the other one is, I think it's swimming. It's stupid how it does it. So it's swimming. Swimming pool repair service. So I'm pool cleaning service and I'm swimming pool repair service. Those are the two categories that I should have been set up under, but I was set up wrong.
Okay. Yep. You actually have the pool cleaning service under keywords, but I will have to clarify it with our team. Okay.
Again, the keywords is fine. We did the keywords, but you got to get my main title right first.
Mm-hmm.
The keywords don't do shit until you get my title right.
Yep. I do understand. And with regards to that, as I have mentioned earlier, I will check it with our team if Google was the one to tag that, so we can change it on our end. Okay, if we can.
So if that's going to change today, who do I call? Who do I call to get it changed, or how do I get control? This is my account, not your account. Why don't I have control?
Gotcha. For this, for the changes, I have to check with our Google team. If the changes will really, if it needs days for the changes to appear, or if it's going to be automatic within a day, because Google actually will recognize the service or the keywords and all the changes on our end. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm actually leaving a message in our Google team right now. Okay? So
we can work on
that. Okay. Yep. It's either the one that I have here, pool cleaning service or swimming pool repair service.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Just one moment. Okay. And all right, I will let you know once I hear from my team. And while waiting for them to respond, Dave, I will let you know what we have done so far in your account, okay? So we have completed the creation and directory submission as part of our efforts to build brand awareness and online visibility. And, yep, your Google Business Profile is verified, and we will be working on your concern. And a couple of keywords are already ranking. And please be reminded of the 45 to 60 days time frame for the results, and encourage you to use the tiny URL link and actively gather more customer reviews to help support your business and boost your campaign's performance, okay? And let me see, because as I'm checking right now, it doesn't have any reviews then, okay? It doesn't have any reviews yet. So please use the link and ask your
I will as soon as you get my link right. As soon as you get it right, I'll start getting out and getting the reviews. I can get reviews.
Okay.
But I'm not a contractor. I'm not doing anything for a contractor.
Gotcha.
I shouldn't even be paying you guys. It's been 30 days, and I'm nowhere. 30 days, I have nothing. I got one lead from somebody in Chula Vista outside of my area that I don't want. Oh, boy.
Gotcha. I apologize for that. And also, have you checked your Facebook ads, how they look like? And are you okay how your Facebook ads look like?
I just made a few edits to it. Got rid of a contractor. You guys send so many messages every day that I don't even pay attention to you guys. You guys spam the shit out of me. So I do see my Facebook page, and I was able to. Okay, no, it still says pool contractor on that one. Pool Sanity, a swimming pool contractor in La Mesa. I added my bio, but I guess maybe it'll take a few days for it to show up on the main page. I don't know.
Yep. Let me just go ahead and check that here.
Let me edit that. Try to correct your guys' mistake on that.
Okay. And also on the dashboard, it's actually telling here swimming pool services.
It says pool sanity, a swimming pool contractor in La Mesa. I am not a contractor.
Gotcha. Yep. We're working on that. I'm leaving a message to our team and for your Facebook. Let me go ahead and check that one here.
So can I edit that on Facebook?
On your Facebook, it says swimming pool sanity. It actually didn't say anything about contractor.
It says
pool sanity, and it doesn't put any pool contractor here in my end, actually. Only your Google business profile, but your Facebook business page, it doesn't say any pool contractor.
Let me refresh it. Maybe what I did change it. Okay, so the edit I did this morning did change that. Now it shows it's a pool service and repair company in La Mesa.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. So for your Google business profile, I will ask them if the possible change, how long would it take? Okay, and I will ask them to work only with the two categories that you want. Okay, and let me see. Oh, we just promoted your website as is, right? So we can do any changes for your website. So again, if you would like us to have some tweaks or changes in your website, we will need to apply our My Site, that is our design. Okay? So
what was that? I didn't catch that.
Yeah. So for now, we are promoting your website as is. So that means to say we haven't touched anything on your website. We can do any changes. We can make any edits.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want you touching my website. That's for sure.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
I got that. My website's right. It's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let me see. Okay. And also, let me see if you have uploaded a lot of photos. Because sending some photos or a lot of photos is very helpful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like on Facebook, I mean, I sent a bunch of photos and it looks like they used one and then they used a bunch of other different photos. So on Facebook, I can change all those photos.
Yeah, you can actually do edits. The reason why we changed some photos, maybe of the qualities of the photos that came to our end. But then again, it can always be changed. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Somebody didn't use my photos for some reason, and I don't know, you communicate to me about everything else. You didn't communicate to me about that, but whatever. As long as I have control, I can do it.
Okay, yeah. So
no
let
problem.
Me see. All right. And, yeah, you can always keep on uploading photos of a new job, Dave, so we can use it for the optimization of your Google business profile and also on your Facebook, okay? And let me see. What else? I'm still waiting for my team to respond. Okay.
So my house was on Google Maps a while ago where a couple days ago you'd go to Google Maps and you'd see pool sanity listed out on my house. But it's not anymore.
Oh, actually, it is still listed on your house. The 8467 Denton Street, La Mesa, California, 91942, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on Google Maps right now. Look at, I'll close it and reopen it. It's not there.
Oh. Actually, because of the optimization, there's real changes when we are working on the Google business profile. It doesn't mean that your Google business profile now is on the second page, it's still on the second page, you can move on the first page, you can move on the third, or still on the top page. It really depends on the Google when they are familiarizing the optimization process, okay? So that's why we're trying our best, that we can put you on the first page, because now you're already on the second page. But then again, You will not be sending yet the tiny URL because of the swimming pool contractor, which will be working. We are working right now. I'm still waiting for my team to respond because I don't want it to give you wrong information, David. So I'm waiting for our Google team, the experts who are working on this, okay? And I haven't received any response from them yet. So let me see. I think you have received leads from your Facebook. Have you checked on your, on those leads?
They're not leads.
Okay.
I mean, what makes you think they're leads? So where do I find those? So where do I go to Facebook to find those leads?
So you can check it in your dashboard. On your dashboard.
Okay, so the Vicky Kovu crop, that one there, the from 327, the one from out of my area in Chula Vista, that I'm not interested in, that one.
Okay, let me see the one that we have on
there. I mean, which one? You tell me which one's the real lead.
Okay. Have you? Oh, yeah, Vicky. So you don't, Vicky was not your...
It's too far. I don't go there.
Okay.
I told you guys that right from the start. I have a small area. I don't get paid to drive. I get paid to work.
Gotcha.
So
I don't
drive 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So we actually have here 92019 as your target cities. We have 92115, 92119, and 92120. We are actually working on here your zip codes.
She's Chula Vista, which isn't any of those, so completely different zip code, not a lead.
So the reason why maybe you received that is because your Facebook ads has reached like 1,102 people who once saw your ads at least once. So maybe they tried to contact you. That's the reason why you got that lead, and it's been appearing on the screen for 2,000 times. So, and a lot of people have already been clicking on your ads. You already have 48 clicks. So that's actually a good start on your Facebook ads. Let me see. Okay. I think for now, our main concern is your Google Business Profile that needs to be changed, right? And I'm still waiting for my team to respond. But aside from that, David, do you have any other concerns?
Yeah. What is the relationship between... Local Splash and Angie?
We actually, for Local Splash, we work on the marketing, but for Angie's, we don't have a relationship with them. Do you mean like the partnership with Angie's?
Okay, there's no partnership or no affiliate program or anything, though?
Yeah, we don't have that for now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We only work with the Google Business Profile, Facebook ads for some ads. And also we also work with Yelp ads. Though we only have our Facebook ads for now on your subscription. And yep, I'm still waiting for my team actually so that we can work on this. While waiting for them, do you have any other concerns or questions?
I want to understand. So the Vicky here, mm-hmm. Vicky saw my Facebook. And then what did Vicky do to want to be notified? I don't understand what Vicky did there.
Okay, so your Facebook ads, let me see. We are running your ads and you are using the form sale, correct? So
yes.
When Vicky saw your ads on Facebook, when she's crawling on her Facebook and saw your ads and then saw the form sale with the service that you offer, she actually filled in the form sale. That's why you receive her as a lead.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
So I guess even if they're out of my area, I should probably contact them back and tell them that, yeah, it's too far. It just to close the loop. To close the loop so they don't give me a bad review.
Oh, actually, if you haven't done any service from them, they're not going to leave you any reviews for that. Because you're not going to send them any link, right?
No, well, then I'd rather ignore them and not waste the time.
So it means to say your Facebook ads actually reach quite a lot of area. So let me just see it here. Okay. And, yep, Dave, aside from that, do you have any other concern? Because I do understand that you're busy, but I'm still waiting for our team to work on that. But anyways, you don't have to I'm leaving them the message so we can work on it. And I'm also leaving notes on your account. Okay.
So, so I will edit my Facebook page, and I will try to edit my Google business page, although I don't think I can really edit that. I don't think I have control of that.
Okay. So how about this, Dave? While holding you too much on the line, I wait for my team to respond because I really wanted to give you the correct information again. So if I hear from them, what's the better way for this? Because we wanted your Google business profile to be optimized well, okay? So I will ask them to change it to the categories that you like so that you can start sending the tiny URL to your old clients. And I will ask them the time frame, how long would it take if the changes need to be done, okay?
Okay.
How about
perfect.
That? And can I call you back once I hear from them?
That's perfect. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right. And if I can call you back today, if ever I want to hear any, can I call you tomorrow or some other day? But I will
anytime.
Call you as soon as possible, okay?
All right. Yeah, yeah. Anytime.
But before
thank
I let you.
You
go, do you have any concerns?
No, not really.
All right. Thank you so much, Dave. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.